The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show. This week's question comes from Jake, who wrote in, "Hi Megan, what do you keep in your dance bag? Curious minds want to know." Thanks for writing in, Jake. This is an amazing question, but I'm game for anything, so here we go. This is probably way more information than you care to know. I try to keep my dance bag as light as possible so it doesn't weigh my shoulder down and affect my back. That's kind of how the dancer brain works. Everything's about how something's going to affect your body later on. Lately, I've been using a Cole Haan bag, which is working really well. It's just a big open tote bag. I don't have to sift too much to find anything. The number one purpose for a dance bag as a professional is to house all the items you need to slap those pointe shoes on as you go from rehearsal to rehearsal. So I try to keep as few pointe shoes in my bag as possible, and I go back to my dressing room in between every rehearsal to swap out a pair. And usually I have time, so I'm only carrying around one pointe shoe in my bag at a time, just so it stays as light as possible. These are really probably not things non-dancers would ever think of, but excess stuff in a bag you have to carry around is, for a dancer, a huge no-no, and you just really don't want your back to go out. Every dancer has a different pointe shoe or toe taping routine. Some spread out the contents of their bag, meticulously tape and pad every toe. I'm rather quick. I put a piece of tape around my big toe and my pinky toe and a bunion spacer in between the first and second toes, and then one piece of paper towel wrapped around the top of my foot before I slide my pointe shoe on. So these are really the only necessary things in my bag. I couldn't do rehearsal without them. Every female dancer has a toe tape bag in their dance bag, and mine has some tape, my toe spacers, scissors, Elasticon tape if I need to tape my bunion straight, and I also sometimes have a little jar that I carry second skin in. It's second skin is like this jelly-like stuff that you can put on blisters and bruised toenails to take away some of the friction and pressure from when you're on point. And of course, I always have a big stack of paper towels in my bag for my pointe shoe padding. If I do a long rehearsal, sometimes I have to take my pointe shoes off, throw away the disintegrated paper towel, and start with a fresh one. If you let moments like these go by without fixing your feet, you're going to get blisters. And, you know, if you're a professional and you're in pointe shoes every day with no choice, this is something you're cautious about. I always carry in my toe tape bag also this little good luck charm that one of our conductors gave us many years ago. It just sits next to all my things, hopefully providing some good juju. The rest of my bag is stuff to make my body feel better. I always carry a lacrosse ball to massage my muscles with, as well as a great roller. Mine is called the Fashionator, and it's something I came across while on a gig in Hawaii. It's smaller than a regular roller, and it's super hard, but not so much that it's painful to roll out your muscles on. So you can actually go to thefashionator.com, thefashionator.com. It's Fashionator, like the fascia that covers your muscles. I also carry around a thing called the Da Vinci tool, which I purchased on Amazon, and it's a great way to release tension around the spine and neck for moments when I am too busy to get to the chiropractor. I also keep a stretching belt in my bag. I use this after every rehearsal or class. I lay on my back and stretch one leg with the belt at a 90-degree angle from the floor. This releases my calves, hamstrings, and makes my back feel a lot better. Also in my bag, I carry a bottle of pointe shoe glue, but I do this very carefully because sometimes they spill and ruin your bag easily. I like to sometimes add a little glue inside the box or to the shank of my pointe shoe right before or even during rehearsal. And then, of course, I also have a pair of leg warmers and a Swell water bottle. Probably more information than you were hoping for. Thanks for writing in, Jake. Thanks for tuning in to another week of Ask Megan. We will be back next week with another new episode. We are always searching for more questions, so if you have one, please don't hesitate to record in. Just go to premierdancenetwork.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also find me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website meganfairchild.com. I'm so excited spring is here, and I hope you guys are enjoying nice weather from wherever you are listening. Have a wonderful May.